Welcome back. In this lesson, we're taking one of the most important moments in a drum and bass arrangement, the breakdown, and flipping it into something that still rolls forward with pressure, swing, and attitude. Now in jungle, old school roller D&B, and darker bass music, a breakdown should never feel like the song stopped to take a nap. That's the trap. The goal is not emptiness. The goal is controlled momentum. Even when the kick disappears and the full grid pulls back, the listener should still feel motion, memory, and anticipation. So what we're building here is a breakdown that behaves like a pressure chamber between drops. We're going to use chopped breaks, a sparse bass answer phrase, atmosphere, and automation to create that timeless roller feeling. Think haunted drum echoes, short bass sentences, and a section that keeps the floor moving even while it breathes. First, let's talk phrase length. For this style, 16 bars is often the sweet spot. It gives you enough room to build tension without losing dance floor focus. 8 bars can work if you want something tighter and more aggressive, and 32 bars can work if the track needs a bigger journey. But for a classic roller feel, 16 bars usually hits the balance. A good workflow move in Ableton Live 12 is to start your breakdown on a clean phrase boundary. If you're pulling this from a drop, duplicate the last 8 bars of the drop and strip them back. That immediately gives the breakdown a memory of the groove, and that memory matters. In jungle and old school D&B, the breakdown should feel like a shadow of the drop, not a total reset into a separate world. Now let's deal with the drums. Grab a break, preferably something immense style or funk derived if you want that heritage vibe. Put it into simpler if you want fast slicing, or keep it as audio if you like working manually with warp markers. Either way, the point is the same: don't keep the full loop running. Reduce it to movement. In simpler, switch to slice mode and slice by transient. Then rebuild just the useful parts: a snare drag, a kick pickup, a ghost hat tick, maybe a short rim or tom jab. If you're editing audio, tighten the placement with warp markers and cut out some of the downbeat so space can open up. This is a big mindset shift. You're not trying to preserve full drum density. You're trying to preserve the personality of the break. A roller breakdown lives on ghost notes, accents, and little rhythmic fingerprints. One dry chopped hit can often do more than a whole loop drenched in effects. A nice device chain here is auto filter before saturation, then drum bus for glue, then a little saturator for grit, and maybe glue compressor if the slices feel too disconnected. Keep it subtle. You want the break to feel worn in, not crushed. Next, turn the break into a call and response. This is where the section starts feeling alive. Program a 2-bar or 4-bar phrase where one slice leads and another replies. For example, a ghost snare and hat fragment on one bar, then a kick pickup and reverse tail on the next, then a snare jab, then a little empty space with atmosphere. This is where the groove really comes from. In rollers, momentum often comes from repetition with slight variation. The ear hears pattern, not just density. So even if the drum loop is broken apart, the listener still feels the groove continuing underneath. And don't overquantize everything. Keep the main snare-related hits tight, but let ghost notes sit a touch late for swing. Let reverse tails pull slightly ahead. Those tiny timing offsets are part of what makes the section feel human and urgent. Now for the bass. A breakdown does not have to kill the low end completely. In fact, it often works better if you keep a reduced bass presence alive. The trick is to make it shorter, more selective, and more filtered. You can use a simple sine sub in operator, a filtered reese in wave eatable, or even a chopped bass stab phrase. If you go with a sub-led approach, keep it mono, keep it restrained, and let it answer the break with just a few notes. Think question and response, not full statement. A good starting move is to low pass the bass so it only hints at the drop rather than arriving fully. If it needs a little more audibility, add a touch of saturator, but don't let it become loud or busy. In darker D&B, sparse bass can feel more threatening than constant movement. If you're using a reese layer, keep it filtered down so it doesn't fight the break. You want tension, not clutter. A little movement in the mids, plus a clean sub underneath, can be enough to make the whole breakdown feel charged. Now we open the tunnel. Automation is where this all comes together. The biggest mistake in breakdowns is keeping everything static. If nothing changes, the section feels flat, so we want the breakdown to gradually reveal more frequency range and more motion over time. Automate the filter cutoff on your drum group. Automate reverb send on selected hits. Automate delay feedback on a few transition points. Open the bass filter in the last 4 bars. Maybe bring in a bit more saturation on the drum bus as the section progresses. And here's a teacher tip. Don't automate everything at once. A breakdown feels more serious when only one or two things are moving clearly. If filter, reverb, width, pitch and delay are all shifting constantly, the listener stops feeling the arc, pick the main gestures and let them breathe. If you want a fast workflow in Ableton Live 12, build an audio effect rack and map a few key macros. One macro for filter cutoff, one for reverb amount, one for saturation drive, one for delay feedback. Now one movement can transform the whole section from narrow intense to open and explosive. Next, add atmosphere with restraint. A good breakdown does not need a pile of random effects. It needs a few carefully chosen sounds that suggest depth and forward motion. Try a little vinyl crackle or room tone, a reversed cymbal or reversed snare tail, a short noise riser, maybe a low drone under everything. Use reverb, echo, or hybrid reverb for controlled space. Keep these elements lower in the mix so they support the roller rather than wash it out. If the section starts to feel too wide or blurry, pull the sends back. The core groove should still feel dry enough to punch through. Now let's shape the return to the drop. This is huge. The breakdown should not just fade back in. It should land with authority. In old school and jungle inspired DNB, the best returns often come from a last bar strip down, a snare roll, a sub pickup, a reverse crash, then a little silence or near silence before the drop hits. That tiny breathing space makes the drop hit harder. It's like the music pulls the handbrake for a split second, then slams forward. In Ableton, you can build that with a duplicated drum fill on the last bar, a white noise sweep, a reverse crash, or a final bass note with opening filter movement. A strong arrangement shape is this. Bars 13 and 14 still have some break and bass movement. Bar 15 thins out and raises the FX, then bar 16 gives you that near-silent moment, and the drop lands on the next bar. Clean, DJ-friendly, and effective. Once the musical idea feels good, switch into mix judgment. This part matters. A breakdown can lose all its impact if the low end gets muddy or the effects smear the groove. Check the section in mono. Keep the sub-centered, high-pass atmospheres and effects that don't need low end. Make sure the break fragments aren't fighting the bass phrase. If the chopped break gets harsh, don't destroy the whole thing. Just tame the sharp area gently, often somewhere around in upper mids or top end depending on the sound. And remember, the goal is not to make the breakdown bigger by volume alone. It should feel bigger because of contrast. Less can absolutely feel more if the phrasing is right. Here's a few common mistakes to watch for. 1. Making the breakdown too empty. If there is no rhythmic fingerprint left, the section loses identity. Keep at least one rhythmic element, one tonal element, and one transition element alive. 2. Running a full drum loop with no variolation. That kills the old-school feel. Chop it, mute it, rearrange it, give it some character. 3. Overdoing reverb so the groove gets smeared. If the snare loses punch, shorten the decay or pull the send back. 4. Too much bass activity. In this style, a short answer phrase usually works better than constant bassline motion. And 5. No phrase logic. A breakdown needs structure. 8, 16, or 32 bars. Make it intentional. A few pro moves if you want to push this further. Resample the breakdown idea. Freeze it, flatten it, bounce it to audio, then re-edit it. That can make it feel more finished and more jungle authentic. Use ghost note pressure. Tiny low velocity hits between the main snares can add a huge sense of forward motion without cluttering the groove. Leave one element underprocessed. A dry chopped hit or a dry bass note can make everything around it feel more powerful. And automate stereo width carefully. Let the atmospheres widen as the drop approaches, but keep the sub and low end support narrow. Here's a quick practice exercise you can do right now. Duplicate the last 8 bars of your drop. Remove the kick and any busy bass notes. Chop the break into a few slices and rebuild a 2-bar call and response. Add a filtered sub or reese phrase with only a couple of notes. Automate the drum filter to open gradually. Add one reverse FX hit and one final snare fill into the drop. Then check it in mono and trim any low-end clutter. If you do that well, the breakdown should still feel like it's driving forward, even though the main drums are stripped back. So let's wrap it up. A strong DNB breakdown is not a pause. It's a controlled reset that keeps the floor moving. Start with phrase structure. Chop breaks into movement, not repetition. Keep a sparse bass idea alive. Use automation to open section gradually. Keep the sub mono, the effects controlled, and the return to the drop decisive. If the breakdown feels like it's breathing, grooving, and hinting at the next drop, you've nailed that timeless roller momentum. Now go flip that breakdown and make it roll.